But that was at the time when, with the Australian Open, when the South Africans played, the anti-apartheid movement got into the, not got into it, but they got tickets and they threw tennis, black tennis balls onto the courts.
Did they really? Oh, yes. That's fabulous.
That was wonderful. Yeah. And of course, so we're standing there, Algernon and I, we're handing out leaflets, and then we were allowed to be inside the gates. So we thought when we knew they were going to play, we wanted to just go and see. We were just hoping that they would lose. I tell you, the security just swooped because they thought maybe we're going to be disruptive. But we said we will obey all the laws. Like, for example, we would never obstruct when we picketed any place. You know, there was this guy that he was a cricketer, and he was of that group that defied the rebel cricket. He worked at some sports shop in Grenfell Street. So we handed out information, but we always never obstructed anybody from going into the shop. We always stood back. We just politely gave information. So, and that slate place up on Glen Osmond Road, there was a South African man selling slate, South African slate. We picketed that as well. Every 2 weeks we'd be up there handing out. And we'd had this big sign, honk if you're against apartheid.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And then the police honked. It was so great. The police would come just to make sure we were carrying out, you know, we weren't doing the wrong thing. I think that we had a very good relationship with the police, I must say. I was in Hindley Street once. We were having, there's a nice South Indian in Curry. And so we did our order, Rosa and I, but then we just went for a walk because it always took so long. And then we just happened to see two policemen stopping these Aboriginal young boys. You know, I just got so angry. Nobody else was stopped.
Yeah.
And they were. But anyway, we never had a problem. They were always very, very good.
Yeah.
Always very good. But there were so many, many instances. Now, I don't know if you know all about the diamonds. That was a huge...
I've heard you talk about that before, but I'd love to recorded.
Now, we went to Community Aid Abroad. They often used to have little seminars, and they invited us to come and speak about apartheid at the seminar. I think it was Community Aid Abroad. That's what it was called then. I don't know if it still exists in that name. I'm not sure.
It's Oxfam now.
Oxfam.
Yeah.
And so we used to do our usual talk about my experiences and all that stuff, and then we'd give them briefings on what's happening at the moment, because we'd get all the information from Eddie Fundy's office. This was when we were ANC. And then this man gets up and he says, "Did you know De Beers will be coming to South Adelaide?" He just about had a seizure. Then we found out that De Beers annually had a diamond competition for someone to a design for diamonds. Mm-hmm. And it happened to be a student at the University of South Australia, the Underdale campus. She won the award. And it just happens that the guy that was the principal, I don't know what you called them then, was a friend of Basil Moore. And he and the man was completely shocked. Anyway, De Beers was going to fly in. The Lord Mayor, the Lady Mayoress was having a charity ball, and the guests of honour would be De Beers. The diamonds would be on display at the South Museum on North Terrace. I don't know how many events were going to happen. Well, we got into action. We had meeting upon meeting upon meeting. Sprang into action. We just thought, this is not going to happen. Then, because I was a teacher, I had much more free time than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And we had our office at a friend's But she had to do with magazines, you know.
She think I can think of what Sandy used to do.
Anyway, so Sandy let us use one of her rooms at the back as an office. So I'd go there straight after school or whatever, and I'd make my calls. I rang the mayor. I rang, I don't know who else, to the media, because we sent out, we put out press releases to all the media, the television, the print media. Nothing, nothing, nothing. In the end, I said to Junior, look, we're not getting anywhere with this. They said it's not news anymore. Then the next night you see the diamonds flash on the, you know, the... Anyway, then we, John Lessies, he was the secretary of the UTLC. Remember John Lessies? Mm-hmm. Anyway, we met with John and a couple of the others at the union. John immediately had a press conference and he said, if De Beers comes, there will be no flights that will carry De Beers. No flights will, no planes will bring them into this country, absolutely. If the Lady Mayoress's ball, there will no hospitality union members will be involved. They will not carry the jewel, the piece of jewelry.
I remember this.
Yes, that piece of jewelry that was supposed to be on display at the museum, it's not going to happen. Because they were not going to, the workers would not, the hospitality thing was shut down, the carriers, the transport people were shut, they shut them down, the planes weren't going to carry the beers, nothing was going to happen. He was amazed. Everything.
It is.
He didn't leave a stone unturned. So.
There's a headline on that.
Because I was the spokesperson and was doing all the stuff, the advertiser wanted to interview me, and I was quite happy to be interviewed, but they wanted to come to our office. So I said, no. We'll come to... Because Sandy was in advertising. That's what she was. She used to advertise in certain magazines. And I said, Sandy, you're not having any bricks thrown through your windows here because I'm not going to bring... She said, no, you can't bring them here. You can't bring the newspaper here. Imagine them taking photos. And so they said, oh, are you a secret organization? I said, I am not here to discuss the organization. I'm here to discuss what's happening with the diamonds.
Yeah.
And they didn't bother. Then we went on. And then, I don't know, then they took a photograph of me outside the a town hall where the Lady Mayoress's ball was supposed to be. All the way down, we had to walk all the way down.
Steve Condas,
yeah. That was the mayor.
Yeah.
Then we walked all the way down to the museum, took a photograph out there, and honestly, and you know, that was such a terrible article, they called me a member of SWAPO. I have no idea, I never mentioned SWAPO. But you see, we were ANC SWAPO, maybe that's what... No, we weren't ANC, we might have been ANC SWAPO. They called me a member of SWAPO. I couldn't believe it. I had that article for me. I must look in my thing.
Yeah.
That article is definitely around because I cut it out.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I was furious.
Yeah.
And then the only thing that they did, and we didn't bother then because there was a jeweler in Rundle Mall. It was not the mall then.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name. They're not there anymore. They had the jewelry. I must go see.
Yeah.
They had the jewelry in the window.
Yeah.
The piece of jewelry. And then Junior says, we should pick. I said, just look,
wasn't
look, we
Albert
want.
Ben Simon?
No.
The
jeweler. No, it was one name, I think.
But wasn't Ben Simon the.
I don't know.
Is it? Jewish fellow.
I don't know.
Yeah,
the,
but I know you talk. I remember that really well. The
jewelry was in the window,
and it was so inflammatory.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But honestly, that to me was the best that we'd ever done. to stop the beers from coming to Adelaide.
Yeah.
No planes would fly them. They couldn't book.
and did they come to other places in Australia?
Who's this? De Beers?
De Beers.
No, they never came at all.
They didn't come at all?
No, they never. They couldn't set foot into the country.
Into the whole country. That's fabulous. I love it.
Wasn't it wonderful? It was just amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then, with this diamond thing, I get this phone call if they'd want to interview me, because I was sort of the spokesperson at the time. I said, yes. So he rang me to the school. So I said, that's okay. You know, you can ring me to the school. And then they said, do you have a diamond? Do you own a diamond? I said, to be quite honest, I don't. But I did have one. When my husband and when we got engaged, well, we didn't actually get engaged. I had the diamond set into the gold band. Uh-huh. It was my brother-in-law, my husband's brother. He was a jeweler, so he made the ring for me and he put the diamond in there. But he always kept telling me it's not secure. You know, it's not. I didn't want any fuss. I just wanted this into the ring, And it fell out. I was in the shower, and I looked, and there was no diamond. And I would not replace it with another diamond. So I'm telling them the story. I don't know. I can't remember if they did anything about it. But that was such a coup. Mm. Oh. And we, by chance, we heard about it.
Mm.
Mm. It was kept such a secret, you know.
Mm.
But we didn't blame the girl because, I mean, in her stupidity, people don't actually know when they she probably didn't make the connection with De Beers and South Africa, and people don't understand. They don't know.
We're so fed this information that diamonds are a girl's best friend.